Ok, dizer que deixa-me começar em Murray, a combinar só porque se dizer que deixa-me começar em Alcheira, mas deixou falso. Parches variations. You know, is the beginning of Mechiras Yosef. And you know, there's a famous Masha Chochma that we on page six. We say on Yom Kippur, "Ki atosolcham Yisrael u'mochalom nishifte Yeshurun." Zesha Omro, page six. Zesha Omro, "Ki atosolcham Yisrael, einu al kol hachatoim shebein odom lamokom haroshim hu mishorash ha'egel." In other words, the chet ha'egel is the core avera bein odom lamokom. Shenemar elok hecha Yisrael, sham nemar salah, and Hashem says salach b'kivarecha. Umochol nishifte Yeshurun, page seven, hi al chatoim shebein Adam lachaveira. In other words, the core avera of Ben Adam lachaveiro is the chait of Mechiras Yosef. Shashor shalhem uchem Mechiras Yosef. Shechatu shifte Yeshurun. That's umochol nishifte Yeshurun. So those are the two core. So therefore, that's what we say in the davening on Yom Kippur, that we're still looking for slicha, you know, for these averus of Bein Adam Lam, of Chet Ha'egel and Mechiras Yosef. Sharoshim Mishorosh Ha'egel. So let's try to understand. There's a vort from the Rav Yonis and Eibshitz that I always like saying over. And I think that's the core of understanding the chait of Mechiras Yosef. The Torah says, Mayur echav ki oso ahav aviyem mikol echav ha'isnu oso b'lo yochlu dobro l'sholom. Says Rashi, lo yochlu dobro l'sholom b'ktoch yudusam l'manu shivcham sholo dibro echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv. There was, they didn't say echad b'peh, they didn't, you know, they had sinner, so they didn't say they didn't have sin. But yochel u'dabr, they were honest that they had the sinner. But Rav Yonis and Eibshitz here on page three, going over to page four, says an important word. He says like this: Inin hu d'chsiv lo sisna achicha b'lvavecha. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. Okay. And if she is the other believer to luna with taruma sal chavero, there's a person has complaints about somebody. This rabba has sinna yom biyomo. There's the sinna multiplies. If you have resentment to somebody, well, and you never speak it out. So then it just bottles up inside. And then it exacerbates, it multiplies. Aval kishe medaber ve'omer l'chaveiro eima zeh she'asiso li. But if they could, well, they could express between them, l'chaveiro, and he could express what his issues are to his friend. L'chaveiro nisnasa l'chonav oshem. That's what Torah says. Don't. If you have a problem with somebody, speak it out. Don't bottle it up inside. And that, if you, but if you speak it out, then that will cause the sinner to dissipate. So he says, "Il yochol hashvatim l'daber imo." If the brothers would have been able to speak to Yosef and have communication, hayanasa shalom b'neim. But v'zeh lo yochol daber l'shalom. But that's the thing. Lo yochol, they couldn't. They didn't have it in them to speak. Well, barosim ki Yisrael ahav Yosef b'Yosef kedim daber b'Yosef yoshev adom l'osnei aviv l'rav. Avoso yitzar, but tzaddikim alolu bikshu utzara. Kach lo yuchu lo dabri ito b'zeh. Asher ya, You see, and they didn't want to speak because they, if they would speak, then it would get back to Yaakov that they're complaining about Yosef, and then they were hurtful for Yaakov because they knew how much Yaakov loved Yosef. So it was, so they didn't want to hurt Yaakov. So Mela, they didn't speak because whatever they would speak and complain to Yosef about him would get back to the father, and they knew how much the father loved Yosef. But that's the core. Lo yochlu davro l'shalom. So that's what, and every year in Yom Kippur we're still dealing with that. We're still talking about. So I thought perhaps there are certain parts of the Yom Kippur davening that perhaps the underpinning of this thing is the remedy of Lo Yochlu Davro L'Shalom. Because we know, first of all, in Bereishis, on page 8, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim as Adam Ofer min Adamo, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, V'ya Adam L'Nefesh Chayim. And the famous Targum Ukulos on page 9, L'Nefesh Chayim L'Ruach Mimalala. Right? Nefesh Chayim means Ruach Mimalala, means a speaking creature. In other words, that is what Adam is. He's a medaber. That's the essence of Adam. That's the essence of Adam is his ability to speak. His ability to speak and communicate. That's the essence of a human being. And if you don't communicate, as we saw, lo yuchlu davro l'shalom, then the sinner just gets bigger and bigger. Whereas if you could let it out in an angry way, but just express it, then the whole thing could dissipate. So I was thinking like this. We know the Yom Kippur davening, page 11, we begin with Or Zaru LaTzadik Yushrei Lev Simcha, right? That's, it says, Yisav Kisvei Arizal, Shemitzvah Gedolo, Liknos Sefer Rishon, V'yomer HaPasuk, right? You say the pasuk of Or Zaru LaTzadik at the beginning of the Yom Kippur davening. So there is a, and then we spoke about Kol Nidre, also about. So there are other svarim, but there was a Rosh Yeshiva here in the yeshiva. His name was Rav Aaron David Burak. Page 15, he wrote the Sefer Pirkei Aaron. Rav Chalap always, he was a big Tam Chacham, and Rav Chalap always speaks about that he was a big orator as well, Rav Burak. And one of the old, and he points out, others point this out as well, you know, the introduction to the Or Zarua, the Sefer Or Zarua, the Risho, on page 18 and then page 19. He says, look what he writes. Why did he call his Sefer Or Zarua? It's interesting. Rishon. Or Zarua, page 18 and page 19. Why did he call his Sefer Or Zarua? So he says, Karasi b'shem z'achibur, ani ha-mechaber Yitzchak b'Rav Moshe, page 19. Mipnei chibur yiseir shematzasi b'zeh ha-mikra. He says, I call my Sefer Or Zarua because of the pasuk Or Zarua LaTzadik U'Trev Simcha. And part of his affinity to that pasuk is Sofei Tevas Rabbi Akiva. It's a question whether you spell it. We spell Akiva with an aleph, but some spell it with a hey. So according to the spelling of the hey, the resh or the resh, and Zarua is the ayin, kuf, yud, veiz, hey. Or is a rule of tzaddik is Sofei Tevas Rabbi Akiva with the spelling with Akiva with a hey. And he said that his affinity to Rabbi Akiva was the reason why he, of that pasuk, and that pasuk is Meramez Rabbi Akiva, So that's why he named his sefer that. And so there's a drasha that Rav Burak gave, he printed here in his sefer before Kol Nidre, on page 16, where the arrow is, on Oz Beis, on page 16. Or Zaruah Latzadik, Yisrael Simcha, Mishtatzim, Mimatana, Kodesh, Rabbi Akiva. Says we begin Yom Kippur with Rabbi Akiva. Shenirtzach al Kedushas Hashem b'Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva, we'll see. Rabbi Akiva was killed on Kedushas Hashem on Yom Kippur. The Sofei Tevos shall or Zaruah Latzadik, Yisrael Simcha, Heim Rabbi Akiva. The Nirmas Shemo bePosuk Zeh Shanu Omer Ma'achshav Bolel Yom Kippurim Chorim Tefilas Kol Nidrei the Divrei Azor Hakadosh Sasek Bo El Yoh Anovi Af Shayakoyim Mibnei Shem Yekiva Tor VeGufa Tor. As even El Yoh was Misasek with Rabbi Akiva, even though he was a Koyin, how can he be? Because Rabbi Akiva's Tor Gufa Tor. Rabbi Akiva is the concept of Tara, Ashrech of Yisrael, and it's known, I'll show you here, it's brought down that the Chasam Sofer, every night on Leil Yom Kippur, page 23, it was the end of the Mishnah, the end of Yuma, page 23 here, Pei Heimen Beis Amar, Rabbi Akiva, Ashrech of Yisrael, Tveimim Mitar Etzchem, he says, he's in Darko, Bekoidish, Omaram, Chasam Sofer, he always gave a drasha on this Mishnah, on that of Amir Kivash, you know, Ashrechem Yisrael, because that was Yom Kippur's Nizman of Tara, there was the Yortzeit, the Medr Shofar Tov, I have here, Rabbi Kiva Negrag, Yom Kippur. So it's his Yortzeit. He was killed. You want to see the Medr Shofar Tov? I can show it to you right here. That's the Medrash Tehillim, on page 25. Shegia Yom Kippur, Yeshua Garsi Nifta, Men of Ahalach, Lebeso, etc. And then he says, and then it speaks about the death of Rabbi Akiva. He says, Kol Yomai, three lines to the body, Easy Chorus, Hapasim, Hafta, Shem, Lachach, Mechol, Bavachom, Homach, Shechom, Olmedecha. And he's never able to fulfill it. I feel no tone. Marty Moshe Yovo, second next part page 26, second line. Marty Moshe Yovo Yodi Lekamenu. Achshav Shabal Yodi Lekamenu. Yotzon Mishmoso Beechad. And that's it says that Maisa happened on second arrow page 25. Shegia Yom Kippur. That whole Maisa happened on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, etc. So that's the. It was the Chasam Sofer's Minhag. But what I want to say is the following. To explain this even more, of based on this, what we said before, Lo Yochlu Dabro L'Sholom. So first is like this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav Ben Aleph, on page 21. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Yechemna, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifra Rabbi Shimon, V'kulu Alibad Rabbi Akiva. So all the core of Torah Shabbal Peh is Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Kulu Alibad Rabbi Akiva. So what does it have to do? So let me explain. The Rosh Hashiva in Kerem Yavda Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Golvik Zatzal. So he used to give Pirkei Avos Shiurim. I think there was the whole year he gave Pirkei Avos Shiurim on Shabbos. And there's certain words that he always liked to say over. So he always liked to say over page 27, the word from the Ruach Chaim, or of Chaim Volozhiner, on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And he said an unbelievable word, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He always said it over at the Rosh Hashiva. He said like this. The famous Mishnah, the top line here, Rav Hanani ben Trajan Omer. Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, areze moshav leitzim. Two people are sitting and they don't have divrei Torah. There's a moshav leitzim. It's frivolity. So I remember the Rosh Hashiva used to say, He spoke in Hebrew, obviously. I'll tell it it's in English. He said, why is that a Moshe of Leitzim? He's sitting, you're not speaking the right Torah. He said, to me, a Moshe of Leitzim is people with bottles of beer and their feet on the table. And they're, you know, having, you know, that's a Moshe of Leitzim. But two people just sitting, eating lunch, and that's saying the Torah. Why is that? What is that Moshe of Leitzim? So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a new pshat in what this Mishnah is trying to say. Look inside in the Ruach Chaim, page 28 on the right. Shnayim she Yoshev ain be named divrei Torah is a Moshe of Leitzim. Rashalom be name ain divrei Torah. Avalom dim kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Vu la oski kol echad b'slotzis al Torah chaver. He says this. The main thing is that not that they're not learning. That's not the problem. Ein beinayim means there's no dialogue between them. But no one wants to hear what the other person has to say. So everyone's learning. He's learning for himself. He's learning for himself. But they're not speaking to each other. Ein beinayim divrei Torah. Because if you look, all of Shas, what's the core of Shas? The core of Shas is one big conversation. You say a word, and they say, but hey, what about that Tosefta? And then you answer back. It's one big dusiach. It's one big conversation, and that is the and that's the Moshe of Leitzim. Because you know, Rafutna always would say in the Sefer that Leitzanus. What does Leitzanus mean? You know, mach. You know, we say Yiddish mach chayzik. It means Rafutna said, whenever you take something that's important and you try to say, ah, it's not so important. So that's Leitzanus. That's why the Mishnah Gemara says in Megillah. Call Leitzanusa Asira, Levar mi Leitzanusa Davorazar. Leitzanus is also because he's taking something chashuv and you're making, you know, that it's not chashuv. It's never Avorazara, because Avorazara is a sheker. So then you add a lot of Leitzanusa Davorazar is butter. But the idea is, so the whole idea of Torah Shebal Peh, the way it's formulated is. Is Meinehim Divrei Torah, is a discussion. And I think, perhaps, one could say that that's the idea, that when we start off Yom Kippur, according to these, that we'll see in other surah, but with Rabbi Akiva. Or is our Rula Tzadik and the Shrei Lev Simchas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Torah Shebal Peh. Right? The Mishnah, that Gemara says, in all the Sifra, Akulu Alibad Rabbi Akiva. But Torah Shebal Peh develops because people can speak to each other. That's the whole idea of Torah Shebal Peh. That it's not like you're separate and I'm separate. Is I say a word and you disagree. Okay, good, disagree. And tell me why you think it's wrong. And then I try to defend it back and forth. And then you have this, and that's how you start. Because Yom Kippur was still trying to be mechaper on Lo Yochul Udomro L'Sholom. On that pasuk that we have in this week's parsha, that's the we don't speak, we don't have a dusiach, we don't have a communication, a dialogue, as we closely just said, a dialogue. And that's the, and especially it's interesting, like Gedali Shor writes here on page 30 and 31, that we know that Yom Kippur was the lucha shnias, right? Gemara say here page 30. I'm going to show you a little. Are you Yom Tovim Yisrael Ketubah Av Yom Kippur? Bishlam Yom Kippur Shum Dis Me Slich Umchila and Yom Shenit Mulu Luchos Achronus. Right, that Yom Kippur was the day of the Luchos Achronus, this Luchos Shnius, and we know this is brought down in many Sfarim, most famously from the Beis Halevi in Jewish Yud Ches, that Luchos Rishonus, everything was written down. I don't know what does exactly mean everything, but it was written down on the Luchos. Luchos Shnius, it was after the Chet Egel, so based on Levi says, we're afraid if everything will be written down, the Goyim will usurp it from us, because we were vulnerable after the Chet Egel. So that's where the beginning of the idea of Torah Shebal Peh being Al Peh was in the Luchos Shnius. That's why the Pasuk says in Kisisa, and Rashi says that Dvarim Shem Be'al Peh have to be Be'al Peh. Dvarim Shem B'Chsav, you can't put Be'al Peh. Be'al Peh, you can't put B'Chsav. Why is the Torah telling that in Parshas Kisisa? It should tell in Yisroel when we first got the Torah. So the Beis Halevi says because the first time that we had the divide that this Torah Shem B'Chsav is B'Chsav and Be'al Peh, even though we got the dinim before, but the concept that it should be baal peh, we need to have a dialogue, was only with the lucha shlius. Only with lucha shlius. And lucha shlius were given on Yom Kippur. Lucha shlius were given on Yom Kippur. He calls it Sfas Emes, but that's the idea, that Yom Kippur is the time that built into Yom Kippur now is the lucha shlius. So the lucha shlius is Torah Shabbat Peh, because that's where the Lucha Shnius, the Beis Halevi said, we were given the Tzivoy, Parshas Ki Sisa, that you can, that there's going to be a Ksov Lecha, Hadvar Meila, Ki Ha'Pia, there's Ksov Lecha and Pia Hadvar Meila, and then you can't switch the two. The Dvar Shabbat Peh have to be Baal Peh, and because when it's Al Peh, then you could have a conversation, you could be Beinehim. They're not aim by name the very Torah. So the Rav Gold was saying, according to Rav Chaim Volozhin, the point is not to say that that they were persons not learning. Okay, there wasn't learning. So it's a Moshe Vleitzim. Moshe Vleitzim is because no one wanted to communicate with the other person. That's Lo Yochlu Dobro L'Shom. So we continue every year to still make a an effort. And we're still dealing with the hate of Yosef, and we're still getting repentance. But that's why we start off Yom Kippur, or Zaruah Latzadik is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going to help us out to do tshuva. Because Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Alim and Rabbi Akiva, we're going to try to make that now there should be Beinayim Divrei Torah, and that's the Tikkun Chet Bechiras Yosef on every Yom Kippur. Yeah, and Rabbi Goldstein just said, Rabbi Akiva said that after the Echad Kamocha, it's called Gadol Batorah. It's also part of that idea of bringing people together, but of communicating the opposite of Lo Yochlu Dabro Mishol. Okay, Rabbi Mosai, finished the packet now. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Next Monday, anyone who's around, we have a Shir Masiba. We can put it on Zoom also. They say Divrei Torah and Yonei Chanukah. Oh, it's Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. I'm sorry. Tuesday. I'm sorry. Right. Tuesday. Not Monday. Next year is going to be Sunday. We have Shir on Sunday. Tomorrow is Thursday. Anyone who's going to be at Kew Garden Hills, we give the Shir at Kew Garden Hills at 10 o'clock with the other 10:15, I start speaking. The Rav starts speaking at 10 in the YCQ building, Aguda of Kew Garden Hills. And anyone who is around is welcome to come. The Chanukah Masip is on Tuesday, right? Tuesday. I was a little confused. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. Good to see you all. Okay, we're going to get a meeting. Yeah. So you get one, I get one, and you get one. You got two. Finish. We got the minion. See? Yeah. I'm telling you, Rabbi Mosai, the key